This is Aaron Gulberton and for Michael Patrick Leahy here on a lovely end of the week Friday episode. You can follow me if you like what you're hearing on Twitter at Aaron G News and Getter at Aaron Gulberton. Also, the Tennessee Star is on Twitter with at the TN Star and on Getter at Tennessee Star. We're joined in studio, of course, by Crom Carmichael, and but we're gonna get more into our conversation with Aaron Spradlin of the Mission America Foundation, who briefly told us what the organization is all about. So let's get further on in, because this is one of the preeminent issues, I think, of our time, is the human and child trafficking. You're an expert on the subject, and in a little bit, I'm going to ask you too about, since you are a security expert as well. So you know, you clearly care about individuals and the children, and you're using your expertise to help fight the good fight. So, but what? Give us both the big problem in the United States and where it stems from, and what's going on here, and that sort of. So I'm giving you the open floor to talk about the subject because it's such an important one.
Well, the problem that people in general have is they believe that the world of human trafficking is like the movie Taken, and that's because of the only example that they've really had. And they believe it happens, you know, it's in South America, it's in Central America, it's in the Middle East, it's in Europe. You know, obviously it's a massive issue in Ukraine, Moldova, Romania. It is a massive global issue. But what they tend to miss is the fact that it's happening in their backyard. And they want to put a heavy emphasis on the open borders. And as that is a contributor to the factor, to the point where we're going to have about 150,000 new unaccompanied minors in the United States by the end of the year, estimated.
When you say 150,000,
mm-hmm.
what percentage of that 150,000 is child trafficking? I mean, in other words, the people who are bringing those 150,000 children across the border. How many of them are doing it for the sole purpose of child trafficking?
75%.
Wow,
that's a major increase.
And that is a year.
That is going to be the end of this year.
Yeah.
It went from in fiscal year 20, it went from 18,000 coming across unaccompanied. Fiscal year 21, 47,000, and they're going to jump. That was 163% jump, but they're going to jump to an estimated 150,000 will come across this year, and they're going to be muled in. There's no ripping from the parents, whether it's the Trump administration, the Biden administration, Jimmy Carter administration. It doesn't matter. They're not ripping them. They're being brought here, being paid to be dropped off.
But the increase, I think you said it was 18,000 in 19 or 20?
In 20, it was 18,000. It went up to 47,000.
And now this year, it's 150,000.
150,000. So clearly, 100,000 more.
So clearly, our public policies in the United States
aren't working.
are supporting child sex trafficking.
If you look at it, but you're factual.
You're not the only one who knows what you just said.
Right.
So absolutely. you got that from some official document. And so the people who are in charge of our borders, this is okay with them. Child sex trafficking must be, by definition, okay if in a 24-month period, if it's jumped from 18,000 to 150,000.
Now, here's the kicker to that. So I just jumped those numbers, right?
Yeah.
83% of the children trafficked in the United States are United States children. They're not imported.
Okay, so you're saying it's closer to than a million?
Oh, it's as far as the total number?
Yeah.
Yes. They'll tell you that it's the 365,000. It's bigger. It's so much bigger than that. And it's the fact that we only count the major metropolitan areas. Okay, so say, for instance, in Tennessee alone, we're going to look at Memphis and Nashville and Knoxville and Chattanooga as a place. What that ends up being is a pooling area for runaways that get out into the streets and they have to find something to survive, right?
Okay. Right.
The predators all understand how this works. They take them in. They get them hooked on the heroin or the crack, whichever. I said it like, you know, the heroin.
The heroin.
No, they get them hooked on a drug that they can't get out of. And then they will do anything for that drug, but not necessarily for the high, as we've learned in our experience. It's so that they're not so deathly sick. So I say that in metropolitan areas, right? Well, from 2016 to 2022, the state of Tennessee, on paper, according to the USA Today, the number one state in America fighting child trafficking. Okay, that came out USA Today. I think Fox News did something on it, and that was 3 years in a row. But oddly enough, in that propaganda, I will say, they went from 76 counties in the state of Tennessee to report child trafficking under the age of 13 to 95 out of 95 counties reporting child trafficking under the age of 13. So now you're not talking about Nashville or Chattanooga or Memphis. You're talking about Shelbyville. You're talking about Hohenwald. You're talking about in the middle of the rural areas. East Tennessee is covered up in trafficking, and most of it's done by the families.
But most of it's done by the families mm-hmm. of the children.
Of the children.
What does your organization say can be done to address that part of child sex trafficking?
The first and foremost.
How do you identify it, and what do you do about it?
Well, there's a multitude of signs, but let me go to the first part of your question. So what can we do? Well, it costs $1.6 million a year for a dedicated team of law enforcement agents to do this work, right? Okay. So what I say when I'm in the middle of the conversations we speak on this, especially a lot of GOP organizations throughout the state and the country, the number one problem is lack of manpower. Lack of awareness and the cost to the law enforcement entities. In order to get ahead of it, you have to bring the awareness piece. And the awareness piece starts at the Capitol. Okay, in the early 2000s, we had the threat of an income tax. Remember, for the state of Tennessee, mm-hmm. and I believe Marsha, Senator Beavers, yeah. there was a group that was fighting very hard against that, and it won. Right.
Yep.
But it won by people beeping the horns outside of the chamber, and you couldn't even hear inside, right? Mm-hmm. That was so that we didn't have a couple extra dollars come out of our pocket. This is a 95 out of 95 county issue in the state of Tennessee. When people become aware of this, their mouths drop. What do you mean it's happening right here? What do you mean this has been done over here? This it blows their mind because all they've seen in the movies or on the news is Epstein and Giselle.
General, what do you do about it?
You fund your law enforcement entities
to do
with
what?
The training
to do what?
To find the awareness.
Yeah.
Okay. To build the task force, to go into these areas and shut it down.
What happens to the people who are engaged? There's got to be in what you're talking about here, especially the organized child sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
What are the penalties? That are imposed on somebody who is an organized child sex trafficker.
Currently, if you're caught selling sex of a minor, it spans between 8 and 30 years. Now, right now, there's current work on legislation being done by an advocate by the name of Ilanka Deaton, who is an amazing story out of Europe, who lives here. Her family lives here. She's raising her children here, and she's a former victim to go to life. She's fighting. They want anybody that sells a child in the state of Tennessee to get life in prison. Now, if I solicit as a knowing participant in the sex of a child, I think it's 1129, a $2,500 fine, Class B misdemeanor, like a DUI.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, that's part of the yeah. that
huge
second
part, of the
part is huge part of the problem.
Absolutely.
So basically to sum it up, we need to really fund law enforcement and
train them
and train them. So goodbye, defund the police movement. We can add another check mark against them because that emboldens child trafficking, right? Real quick, because we're coming up on a break. MissionAmericaFoundation.org. That's the best.
MissionAmericaFoundation.com. MissionAmericaFoundation.org. So you can get there either way.
You got both of them. You were smart. A lot of these good organizations. Anyway, we're definitely gonna have Aaron back at some point in time. Definitely. What a wonderful conversation, Aaron. I really appreciate this. Aaron Spradlin of the Mission America Foundation, thanks for joining us today. I'm Aaron Goldmerton, and for Michael Patrick Leahy, we will be back after the break.